This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, as we know, it has been a very, very tragic, multiple few days. And unfortunately, more tragedy to report. Jill Cox, a British lawmaker, has died after being attacked in her constituency today. 41 years old, known for social justice campaigns, a rising star in the opposition Labour Party, was unfortunately attacked in broad daylight, afternoon their time, which was just, I guess, a couple hours ago, our time, in Birstall, which is not far from the city of Leeds. From what we understand, she was, I believe, both stabbed and shot. And the man has been arrested, and police are right now not seeking any other suspects in relation to the attack. Police said weapons, including a gun, were recovered at the scene, but have not provided details on a possible motive or specified the nature of her injuries. She was scheduled to hold office hours with constituents Thursday at the Birstall Library, and eyewitnesses suggested Cox might have been caught up in a scuffle between two men. The gun went off twice, and when she fell between two cars, I guess he also had certain reports here, but it looks like he also had a knife and he opened fire. So we're not sure exactly why, what the motive was, but unfortunately, I mean, it seems like every day we hear of something. And then like in Amarillo, Texas, I don't know what the answer is. One way to look at the answers is to look at the past, you know, and what was the psychological makeup of the past shooters. So they're looking at the Orlando nightclub shooter, Omar Mateen. And we're being told by the news, the Daily News, New York Daily News, that he was disciplined dozens of times in grade school. And he was, this we knew. We knew he was rejected from a college police program. I believe he was also on one of the old BP oil spill commercials. I believe he was a security guard during roughly when that time happened. And you see him, I guess, in some of the documentaries or I don't know. I got to look that up. But, again, Omar Mateen was the terrorist that slaughtered 49 people inside a Florida gay bar back on Sunday at 2 a.m. They say he has an elementary record filled with write-ups for hitting his classmates, as well as multiple other issues. And, of course, he was rejected from an intense college law enforcement program last year. Omar Mateen was shot and killed by police. He had been disciplined 31 times between 1992 and 1999 for his disrespectful and sometimes violent behavior, according to his elementary and middle school records. His difficulties in school culminated last spring when he was denied admittance to Indian River State College's six-month criminal justice program. This prepares students to work as police officers, etc. He was born in Queens, moved to Florida with his family in 1991. Midway through his kindergarten year, he bounced between three different elementary schools, racking up disciplinary marks on his record at each one. The young Mateen also struggled with English classes. His first language was Farsi, which was spoken at home, according to the records. Teacher said he often lacked attention. One kindergarten instructor said basically an intelligent student, but does not always follow through with his responsibility. Now, I'm not saying a makeup of this means somebody's going to become a killer. I mean, if you saw my school records, little Dolly, I was called Dolly back then. You know, Dolly does not seem to be quiet. She always likes to make jokes. She always likes to interfere. She flirts with the boys. I mean, I got written up all the time in school, and I went to 12 different schools. So I, you know, please, please, please do not, I guess, use that as a justification for somebody to, be obviously a terrorist, please. Okay, or proof. By the third grade, they say Mateen's troubles in school grew more violent. He started hitting other students and became verbally abusive to his classmates and his teachers. A year later, school officials organized a student study team for the difficult Mateen. A teacher, a psychologist, a guidance counselor, and parents met to discuss his continued striking attacks on other students and his habit of screaming at his teachers. Okay, so obviously this kid, so if we're looking at the third grade and then the fourth grade, we're looking at a 9-10-year-old boy. Any child that is at that point where he's always hitting and punching and verbally abusing teachers, all right, there's some issues there. Okay, it doesn't mean he's going to be a terrorist, but we got a very troubled child. All right. So many people thought this Omar Mateen was somebody who was homegrown by ISIS and sent here to do harm. That doesn't look like to be the case. It looks like we have a troubled child who ISIS found, okay, and manipulated, or he found ISIS and ISIS took him with open arms. And, or he just decided to pledge his allegiance without ISIS being involved. My guess is ISIS was involved. Somebody guided him. He also had attention deficit, they said. His grades were slipping. In fourth grade, he had all C's. By fifth grade, he had D's and F's. A fifth grade teacher wrote in a progress report, Omar needs to apply himself. He's capable if he could just stay focused more than 5 minutes. Middle school wasn't better. By seventh grade, he was still failing reading, language arts, math, and science. English classes continued to be a struggle. I don't understand why he wasn't getting help. And maybe he was, and they're not reporting it. One teacher in 1999 said he doesn't suffer from a language deficit. Okay, I mean, she had a limited English proficient committee, and she says, rather it appears to be language interference in combination with a lack of motivation and perform academic work. He withdrew from St. Lucie Middle School his eighth grade year, transferred to another middle school. He earned an applied science degree in criminal justice technology from the Indian River State College in 2006, but rejected from an intensive campus criminal program years later. He attempted to enroll in the college's academy track, which prepares students to work as law enforcement officials through a 6-month hands-on study, and his application was rejected. Again, they didn't say why. So, obviously, this is somebody that went through the system, had multiple issues, and became, I guess, attracted to the idea of hurting others. We had a very, very angry kid. Very interesting psychological makeup. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride. fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we got a lot of your emails that we're going to get to. The one email I received yesterday was from, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, Ute? It could be a female also. They write, why is everyone going after Donald Trump when we should be fighting ISIS? 50 people were massacred, and all the news wants to do is attack Trump. 49 people had died in the Orlando shooting. You know, I've noticed also, in fact, I was talking to Jerry Doyle, syndicated radio host, honored to call him a colleague, and he's also in my... at my flagship as well. I believe we're the only two nationally syndicated radio hosts out of Las Vegas. So I bond with him. He's my radio brother. You know, we were talking about this too, how, you know, the conversation you know, the conversation is definitely changing from what you would think it should be when you look at any of these terrorist attacks. But there's a psychological play happening, okay? You know, when people hear of a tragedy like this, okay, they go through a lot of emotions, okay? And I'm not doing this to clear the media. But, okay, so what happened? When you heard this, you're like, oh, my gosh. Just like the alligator, the little boy who got taken, they found the body. The little boy at a Walt Disney World Resort where he was near the wading pool, and I guess an alligator or wading lake, and an alligator caught him, dragged him. From what we understand, he was found intact. Dad tried to get the boy away from the alligator. Unfortunately, couldn't. The little boy died, just 2 years old. So when you hear things like this, you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't hear this. You immediately would not want to hear it. Your brain cannot fathom something so tragic as anything like that happened, okay? But then your brain finds a way to process. And you start feeling angry that something like that happened. Now, it's very difficult to be angry at the alligator, okay? It's a difficult target to channel your anger to. It's very difficult to channel your anger to Omar Mateen, because he's dead. And he got shot down. So you want to transfer your anger to somebody. Now, the anger is being transferred to the wife, right? Apparently she was seen buying ammunition with him. She knew about it. She didn't go to the authorities. So now there's a grand jury investigation, and there's, you know, okay, so anger is going to be channeled towards her. All right? ISIS, very difficult to channel anger towards. We're mad at ISIS. We hate ISIS. We want ISIS to go away. But it's a very difficult image to see. We can't see it. We don't have an image in our brains. Okay, I have the image of the beheading. I have that image. But it's not a one person. It's not something that our brains can fathom, a situation that's fixable. And so we have all this anger. We also have a lot of guilt. You feel very, very guilty when something like this happens, that somebody else is dealing with tragedy and you get to sit on your comfortable couch, even though you don't want to admit it. We do. We feel guilty when we hear something like this going, oh, my gosh, why am I alive? Why has this not happened to me? You know, and so you feel like you have to do something. So you take all that anger and then you take that guilt and you channel it to an action. Now, what action could you possibly do? Okay, so I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. What action could I do while all this is happening with the Orlando shooter, you know, massacre, and the people are still, you know, being operated on, the hospitals, and, you know, so what could I do? Well, I could complain about ISIS, but that's just not satisfying. Now, personally, donate blood. Okay, I think donation of blood is a great way to channel that anger and channel that guilt. You could do something. You could donate blood. Okay? But for a lot of people that don't find that satisfying enough, they need an outlet. Now, the media is very well aware of this, okay? And when people don't know what the hell to do, chaos could ensue. So the media has to find a focal point. And politics love to offer a focal point. So what is a very, very easy target that you could, what's a picture of something you could put on the news to divert, okay, these angry crowds and have them concentrate? What's an image that they could concentrate? Okay, well, Trump. I cannot believe how many pictures of Trump I have seen with this Orlando shooting case. And I'm like, why? What? Why are we looking at Donald Trump? Okay? I'd like to look at the hospital. I'd like to look at the emergency room. I'd like to look at the survivors. I'd like to look at the blood being done. I'd like to see what's happening and all the people helping Red Cross. I'd like to see all the do-gooders. That's not exciting. That's not passionate enough. Apparently, the passion is around the Donald Trump story. So that, you know, Ute, you're right. I think it's ridiculous. Whether you like Trump or Hillary or not, I really don't want to see Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama's face or Donald Trump's face when we are trying to deal with the aftermath and how to protect ourselves from future attacks. I understand Hillary and Donald Trump are going to be, you know, are obviously running for president, so I understand how they're relevant. But to start bashing them in the middle of all this, we look ridiculous. I mean, ISIS is laughing. The focus has been taken off ISIS, And it is now ISIS, and it has now been again, you know, reverted to politics. And it's an absolute shame. It is an absolute shame. Harlan writes, this Orlando terrorist was obviously a nutcase. He writes, how did he get a weapon with a psychiatric history? We're investigating that now. I mean, we're looking at that now from, you know, from what we heard. He had been found by some gun shops, but from what I understand, not because of an actual history. If he was never psychologically diagnosed, and now as you look back through his school records being Monday morning quarterback, you're like, wait a second, this kid's had some issues. But if we find out that he never formally went to a doctor, never formally saw a psychiatrist or a psychologist, never formally had a background, then, per se, then, yeah, he might not have been prevented from being able to buy something. Now, from what we're being told, a gun store owner reported Orlando shooter Omar Mateen to authorities weeks before he did commit this shooting. Robbie Abel, co-owner of Lotus Gunworks, told the Wall Street Journal that Mateen came into the store in South Florida in May and asked for heavy-duty body armor, like the kind used in law enforcement. Staff at the store thought it was strange because they don't sell body armor. After his request was denied, Mateen asked to buy bulk ammunition. Lotus does sell ammunition, but staff shut down his request and refused to sell him anything else. They reported the incident to the FBI. They say Mateen had already been investigated by the FBI years before. They say, even after Abel's report, the 29-year-old, did obtain an AR-15 and a semi-automatic pistol from another store in the area, bought stacks of ammunition, then, of course, opened fire, unfortunately, last Sunday. So, I mean, good job for this Lotus Gameworks, store. And again, I mean, this is what they're reporting. So, I mean, if it did go down like that, they did a very good job. They did, you know, they reported it, et cetera. Where the FBI dropped the ball, what happened after that, I don't know. So now we go back to, okay, Harlan writes, the Orlando terrorist was a quote-unquote nutcase. That's what he said. Okay, how did he get a weapon? Well, so the boy, when he was in school, if he never saw a psychologist, if he never, you know, went through therapy, if he never had anything documented, it wouldn't be documented. Well, when somebody else is listening to this, okay, and they actually have no plans to hurt anybody, and they want to purchase a gun to protect their family, and they have every right to, all right, to have a gun in the house, protect their family, to protect their home, and to protect their person, having a CCW. Many people listening to this segment will be like, well, wait a second, I will not let a doctor, psychologist, nurse practitioner, PA diagnose me with what they think I have, and it preventing me from getting a weapon if I need to. This is where the debate is going to ensue. I told you, you know, many times we use the term depression and anxiety when I don't think the patient really has depression or anxiety. Why? Because we have to use a code. The code has to be billed to insurance. You can't code the person's kind of moody, he's having a bad time at work, he's having a little trouble sleeping, and he's grumpy. There's no code for that. But you put anxiety or depression, there's a code. And so a concern we're going to have is you're going to have a lot of people that want to protect themselves. And we've seen people with concealed carry thwart more shootings and, you know, by stopping, you know, these bad guys in the middle of their attack, like we saw in the Oregon Mall, as we saw in Vegas. You're going to deter people also from wanting to be evaluated. So the big question I have is if you have somebody that has a psychological illness and they want to kill, they're going to evade the doctors. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Brent writes, my fiancé broke up with me because I don't want to have kids. So her love for me was only based on my sperm, he writes. Okay. Guess she wasn't in love in the first place. Give me one good reason to get married. Okay, so you got somebody that doesn't want to have kids. I don't understand how it got to the point where they were engaged and she left him then something's not right. Okay, I wish, you know, please, and I would love for you guys to call in, because I know sometimes you listen when I'm not live, but please call in at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, because I think there's a little bit more meat to this story. Like, one, is that really, really the reason, you know, she left you? You know, is it maybe another reason? And, you know, she's using the excuse, oh, you don't want to have kids, when maybe she fell in love with somebody else, or maybe, you know, she found something else out about you. I don't know. Okay, so that, you know, just something else could be going on here. Again, I just don't know how this could have, you know, most women, you know, make it pretty well known early on, you know, that they're interested in having a family. You know, I mean, I, in fact, you know, before my husband even, I guess, I, before we even dated, you know, seriously, he was already talking about, quote unquote, our kids. So when I was like, oh, okay, oh, hell yeah. Okay, so then, you know, we already knew before we even started dating heavily. So again, something's not right with this, and I apologize for, you know, being a little critical here of this note, but let's just take it for what it is, okay? Your fiancé breaks up with you because you don't want to have kids. All right? You really think that she only loved you because of that. So you're under the impression that that's why she broke up with you. Maybe you guys didn't have the conversation, or maybe you changed your mind. Okay. You say maybe she wasn't in love in the first place. I disagree with that. Okay. Love, there's various stages of love. Everybody thinks love is absolute and you only love in one certain manner. And no, I believe people can love more than one person. I believe you could have a love for multiple things, and then you prioritize. When it comes to a woman who wants to have kids, there is going to be nothing, okay, even your relationship, that will interfere with her maternal instinct, okay? It doesn't matter how much she loves you, and she could really, really love you, okay? Her kids or her eggs many times will come first. Not saying it with all women. You've had many women that say, look, it doesn't matter if I can't have kids. I love you so much, I'm going to be with you. And yes, that, you know, and that does happen. And it's I think, very, very gallant and commendable also. I love, you know, seeing true love, and I love seeing people, put their love first. I just, you know, having any sort of passion and having any, commitment to something, I'm proud of. So I don't mind if you choose your husband over kids, or that's not for me to judge. I love the fact that you have a passion towards something. Okay. But when you have somebody, I don't know if we call it an inner light or something, but I mean, even for me, I always wanted to get married. I knew that. I always wanted to marry a Prince Charming type of thing. Okay, even though, you know, I didn't want to move into his castle. I wanted us to build our own type of castle. We've talked about that. But I always wanted to have babies. And so I was going to have both. I was always going to have my cake and eat it too. I wanted babies and that. If I wasn't going to be able to physically have children, I was going to adopt. I knew I was going to be a mama. Okay, that was just something I knew. And so when you tell somebody that you really don't want kids, if she's a woman, and that is a very, very strong feeling towards her, and she feels like that's what makes her whole, you guys may be incompatible. Even if you love each other, she could love you to death. Doesn't matter. You know, remember, we're only on this earth for X amount of time. And, you know, with that being my birthday, you know, Lord knows I've been thinking about my mortality a lot, especially since I'm now considered middle-aged. And, I didn't call myself middle-aged, but now I'm really, 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 really middle-aged. And so, you start to think of your mortality. And the one saving grace that I have is I have progeny. You know, I made babies. I feel like I did my duty. And to me, it was a duty that I gave myself. I, you know, gave birth. I had two children. I'm raising them right. I'm raising them to be good people. I'm raising them to be good to society. And to help build, you know, the society in which they're in, and you know, to be a positive force on this earth. And so for me, it's on my bucket list. I mean, that was something that made me complete. You don't know what makes her complete. And if kids make her complete, You know, she could maybe say, you know what, I do love you and I choose you over kids. Is that a marriage you think that's going to work? Okay, I mean, these baby feelings are going to come out. And it could be something as simple as a friend coming over who's pregnant. And then all of a sudden, those mama feelings come out. Some of us, we can really shake it off, and others, we can't. So now, you also ask, all right, give me one good reason to get married. Well, I'd like to ask you, you know, why did you guys decide to get married? I mean, was it to death do us part? Did you guys form a good team? Did you want to create a family together? Again, something isn't completely right with this story. But if you don't want kids, you want a good reason why you want to get married. Okay, why you would get married? Well, I mean, you know, do you like being single? If you like being single and you are very comfortable and you don't like to share, and that's okay. You know, a lot of us, you know, we like our own bathroom. We like our own bed. Some of us can't, you know, be around somebody all the time. That's just who we are. Okay, then yeah, maybe marriage is not, you know, maybe you don't have to follow the whole traditional thing. But if you are, you know, wanting to have a union, you know, wanting to have a partnership, loving somebody enough that you want to be with them and you want them to be with you, you know, even though you don't want kids, there's still a lot of advantages to being married. Now, a big concern that we're having is the expense. The millennials are looking at, you know, us, and they're going, gosh, you know, these divorces wrecked him or wrecked her. It wrecked the kids. You know, what are we getting married for? Getting married is expensive, as crazy. And now you're dealing with all this family that you never wanted to inherit. Now you have. You know, and all this extended family that wants money and wants things from you, etc. You know, just for us to get divorced a few years later and lose everything and, you know, have to deal with, you know, new stepmoms and stepdads. And you know, some of you, it's because marriage is looked at like that, you know, with this new generation, unfortunately, we're having less people choose marriage. And I don't know what that's doing. You know, to our kids. I don't know what that's doing to society. Maybe it's good. You know, maybe kids are becoming more versatile because they have multiple parents involved and multiple parental figures. Maybe it's bad because, you know, the kids want one mommy, one daddy, and they want to have that normalcy and that consistency every time they come home from school. I don't know. You know, they haven't done the psychological long-term cohort studies, you know, because, again, this has been a very, very new type of environment where people are saying, to heck with this marriage thing, and, you know, I'm going to have baby mamas, and I'm, you know, not on purpose, obviously, but, you know, you have a father that, you know, takes care of three different families. This is something that didn't exist before that now exists. You know, sex is not done once you're married. Sex is being done, you know, at various times in relationships. Babies come, so families are being made without there being a quote-unquote traditional legal union. Does it matter? Does a legal union really matter? For many of us, we're like, yeah. For others, no. What's the point? So I can't talk him into getting married. If he likes being single, great. But if you don't and you want a partner for life, and you want somebody to be there till death do his part and take care of you and, you know, be there with you till the end. Even though it's not guaranteed, being married is a little easier way to do that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia you. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and our Facebook, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a few days ago, this study had come out from Harvard saying 60% of people prescribed pain pills have leftover pills, and some of which end up being given to family or friends. Okay, I know, when I read that, I was like, well, duh. I mean, that's what people do. Okay, if they don't use up the medications, people don't like to throw something valuable like that away. So they're going to obviously share it. As they say, the United States is in the midst of a prescription opioid epidemic, and we're hearing more and more fentanyl deaths skyrocketing in various states. I think now we're hearing coming out of New Jersey. Let me see. Hold on a second. Let me see if that is. Yeah. New Jersey is being reporting record-breaking deaths from fentanyl. They say the United States right now is in the midst of a prescription opioid epidemic. Doctors, legislatures, and law enforcement are attempting to keep drugs out of the hands of people seeking them for their euphoric highs. But the pills are so easy to get because they're in people's medicine cabinet. So this survey from Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health found that more than 60% of people who were prescribed opioid painkillers reported having leftover pills. More than 60% of those people reported keeping them to use at a later time. Less than 10% reported keeping them behind lock and key. Now, you need to keep them behind lock and key. That I can't stress enough. But can you really blame these 60% who will keep them for use at a later time? I mean, look at our healthcare environment right now. Many of us cannot afford to go to the doctor because our deductibles are so high. Many of us aren't able to get off work. You're going to be in pain in the middle of the night for some reason or another. You want a little silo. You want to have a little pharmacy. And this is something that many people are doing, and understandably why. And doctors are helping them going, look, you know, in case you need prescription eye drops, if that pink eye outbreak gets to you, here's some prescription eye drops. Here's an antibiotic for the road. Here's this. You know, what doctors have been doing, and just as guilty. I mean, you know, there was a pink eye outbreak. The parents were like, what do I do? And I go, look, you got to bring your child in. And they're like, look, you know what? This child already is starting to get pink eye. Can you give me enough drops? I mean, you know, and you're like, okay, you know what? Yes, I will give you enough drops for the family. But please, if you could come in, let me see you. And let me at least document. Because I hate giving medicine to somebody who doesn't need it. But the patients are begging for it. They can't take off work. They don't have the money to come in. They can't. And, you know, I can't diagnose pink eye over the phone. And so here we are with pain pills. And it's getting very, very difficult to get pain pill prescriptions. So you have somebody that has a pain pill prescription. They are going to hoard that like no tomorrow. And so, we're looking at these people like they're doing something bad, but this is what we're causing them to do. Okay? I mean, they say Elena Kennedy Hendricks, PhD, the study leader and assistant scientist in the Department of Health Policy and Management at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, that's a lot, said opioid painkiller prescription patterns have contributed to the epidemic of addiction and overdose. It's not clear why so many of our survey respondents reported having leftover medication, but it could be that they were prescribed more medication than they needed. Okay, hold the phone here. You see what I mean? Okay, so basically you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Here you are given 30 pills for pain, okay? And if you had to take it every 4 hours, that would pretty much last you a week after a surgery, after having an accident, etc. So they gave you about a week's worth of pain medicine. You found that you didn't need to use it. You found that your pain was controlled after a few days. So you have some remaining pills left. Do you take it for funsies? No. You're doing like you're supposed to, and you're only taking it as needed. You don't need it. So you have extra. Now, I would say, well, that's commendable. But in this, it's slanted to you did something wrong or the doctor did something wrong. They gave you too many medicines, too many pills. You see what I mean? I mean, the problem with this, and look, you know, bless them for doing a study and bless them for their work on, you know, trying to attack opioid addiction and some of the issues we're having. But come on. So are they going to then recommend, all right, so doctors should only prescribe what you need. So instead of 30 pills, do they, what, only give you 5 and then you have to keep coming in every day, day and a half? I mean, what are we doing here? People can't afford to do that. Doctors don't have time to see somebody every day, day and a half. We don't have enough medical providers for that. So what do you want? Do you want the patient to just take the whole bottle? I mean, come on. And it's like, guys, you know, you can't just complain about something like I do, okay? Well, I can because I'm in radio. But you can't just complain about somebody with something without giving some very practical other avenues. And I tell you, if any of you have a bottle, now, antibiotics take to the fullest. But if any of you have a bottle of pain medication and you find that you don't need it anymore, yes, you could dispose of it so nobody else takes it. That's probably the proper thing you should do rather than handing it to somebody else. But don't take the bottle in full because you think you're doing something wrong. If you don't need any more pain medicine, don't. I commend you for that. The survey looked at 1,000 U.S. adults and was published this week in JAMA Internal Medicine. It also showed that 1 in 5 people reported sharing their medication with someone else, often so that a person could treat pain. There's a typo in this article. I apologize. Many who receive the medications for legitimate reasons often don't get information on safely storing these medications or how to dispose of them. Now, we were taught to train our patients to tell them to throw out the medications. Okay? What ended up happening is many of these people, this was 20-some years ago, would be throwing out the medications in the toilet. They would flush the pills down the toilet. Okay? Then, you don't do it that way. Okay, there's an art to it. You gotta get some kitty litter. You gotta, take the pills out of the bottle. You gotta put them in an airtight bag. Put them, you know, hidden in some kitty litter. Make sure the, you know, garbage disposal people know what's there. There's a variety of different ways to do it. Then you gotta take the bottle and you gotta rip off the label and you gotta shred it and you gotta, take out your name and the information on it. I mean, you know, it's a big deal. So a lot of people are like, you know what, to hell with that. I'll just put the old prescription. I know where it is in my house. So people have old prescriptions, and they hold it. And then that study came out saying many of these medications could be good for 30 years. Remember, I believe the military did a study on medications and how long can they really work post-expiration date. So many people are like, well, look, I could save this for years. Dangerous. Okay, I would not trust a heart medication over a year. You know, I don't care what the study showed. So, you know, you have a lot of people, they just don't know what to do, okay? So, are you allowed to give a family member your pain prescription? No, you can't. Okay? You can't do that. All right? A study out of Harvard Medical School released this week found that 15% of patients who had ever received an opioid prescription received one while hospitalized under Medicare. They said some hospitals have discharged as many as 20% of patients with opioid prescriptions. Among those patients, 40% were still taking opioids 90 days after they were discharged from the hospital. 44 people in the United States die every day from a prescription drug overdose, and Dr. Jenna, lead author of the study, says these numbers raise concern. Now, one other thing to add to this is, remember we were talking about how Medicare is going to fine hospitals for readmission? Okay. Which means the hospital needs to make sure that infection is gone, that you are able to be home, and you have effectively finished your course of illness in the hospital. Well, what do you think a hospital is going to do if you have pain? Because if you come back in pain and get readmitted, they get penalized financially. They're going to make sure you have plenty of medicine when you go. So, I'm wondering if they're doing a study at what the readmission time rate is. I forget if it's, you know, if you are readmitted within a 30-day period or a 60-day period or whatever. It would be very, very interesting, and it would tell you what's going on. If you look at the prescriptions given, and if it seems to cover that you know, period in which they could be penalized. So it'd be very interesting, very easy to study, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Valley.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com.
1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.